Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. You can always interact with the show at 913-576-7610. It is Monday. It is 2:15. So let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes joins us. Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. So, Patrick, we have a bet in the office. The bet is, did you stay up midnight on New Year's Eve? I have no. Sean has yes.
Surely you did.
No, I was nowhere close to it. I fell asleep at like 9:45 like usual. So I can't stay up that late anymore these days, especially when you have practice and meetings the next day.
I knew it. Everybody was. I mean, I know you can do a lot of things. But we've had enough conversations over the course of the year. You're not staying up to midnight, drinking some Andres, toasting to the new year. You were in bed by 10 o'clock. I knew it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm always getting in bed at like 9 and just kind of watching TV until I fall asleep. So, maybe in the off season I might stay up and have a few Coors Lights. But other than that, I'm pretty much in bed and ready to go.
Do you have any New Year's Eve traditions? A lot of people have black eyed peas and maybe a special meal. Do you have anything similar to that?
I don't. I haven't ever. I mean, obviously, I celebrated when I was younger and growing up and doing all different type of stuff and doing the fireworks and everything like that. But these days, I'm usually just chilling. It's usually at the important part of the season, so I try to focus in on the football at hand.
I was chilling on New Year's Day watching some football myself. In fact, watching Trevor Lawrence. A lot of talk about him really for the last couple of years being the odds-on number one pick. What do you think about Trevor Lawrence and how he's going to adjust to the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a great player. I've actually got to see him and meet him in person one time and saw him throw, and he threw the football really well, and he seemed like he was a great dude. And so you never know with guys going from college to the NFL. It can be good, it can be bad, but as far as talent, I mean, you can see it on when you're just watching the game, so I'm sure he'll be able to make it work wherever he ends up.
Trevor Lawrence has a lot of expectations on them. I can't really think of a person to ask this question to better than you based on the expectations placed on you. What's the hardest thing about that? What's the hardest thing about everybody from the outside having these great expectations and also trying to live up to them?
I mean, I don't think it's very hard at all. I mean, I think that the biggest thing is just you have to be confident in yourself and in your teammates and every day just going to work and enjoying it. It's not about the expectations. It's about just going out there and trying to strive to win a championship and do something together as a team. And so for me, it doesn't have to be pretty. I don't have to throw a million touchdowns. I don't have to have a million yards. I just want to find ways to win football games. And if I can do that, I'll be happy at the end of the day.
How much do you think, Patrick, last year's run, eventually winning the Super Bowl, is going to help you in this year's playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, it'll help a ton. I mean, just being there before, understanding what it takes, saying that it's not given. You have to earn it every single week that you're out there. I mean, I think that's going to be big. Especially we have now having the bye week, we come back and we don't want to start like we did last time. I mean, we won the game, but we don't want to get in that deficit again. And so trying to find ways to make yourself ready to go and knowing that that you have to have your best effort from the first snap on is something that you can kind of take back on last year.
What do you do specifically between now and then? Because we've seen, obviously, COVID rear its head this year, and even in the postseason with Alvin Kamara and some other dudes. Can we just put you in a bubble or something like that? Like, what's your plan? Just work and home the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it is. I actually already started last week, and it's pretty much exactly what you said. I'm basically in my own bubble of my house. I'm actually my parents. I might even have my parents around Brittany or anyone that's at my house during the games. I'm having them sit in other places and doing everything like that. They're not coming over. I'm not seeing them. And it's just you get to take those precautions. So you know if you test positive, you can be out for two important games pretty much. And so you want to make sure that you can do whatever you can to be available for your team at the end of the day.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We talked about this on the show. Did you guys as a team have a conversation about going into a playoff bubble, maybe staying at a hotel, maybe staying at a location, kind of like training camp, and sort of locking yourselves in for the next 2 to 3 weeks?
We didn't. Even in training camp, we stayed at our homes, I believe. I can't remember. It seems like 2 years ago. But we just know we've had conversations about it. Coach Reed stays emphasizing it. Rick, all those guys and leaders on the team is we emphasize you got to be smart. You understand that like one thing can happen, you can take out your whole position group, not only yourself, if you don't do things the right way. And so everybody understands the importance of it. Obviously you can't predict or do anything like that on what's going to happen, but everybody can take as many precautions as they can to try to be healthy and ready to go throughout the entire postseason.
I imagine you're going to be sitting at home this weekend watching football. How different is it when you're going to be watching these games, knowing it could be a potential opponent that you're going to play in the postseason versus just being a fan?
Yeah, I think you, as you watch teams that you understand are going to be in the playoffs and understand are going to be good teams, you always kind of watch to see how you can attack them and how you can present problems for them and find ways to win. And so watching the games, I'll watch kind of how I do every other week, and just trying to find ways to see what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball, as well as watching other offenses and seeing that what we can do to help improve our offense every single week.
Speaking of playoff teams, Alex Smith has the Washington football team back in the playoffs. Did you ever think that that was something that you would hear, a sentence that anybody would say, how bad his injury was, that not only would he get back on the field, but take his team back to the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when it happened, you didn't expect that. But, I mean, if you know Alex and his drive and his work ethic and the way he carries himself, you know that if he's healthy enough to be on that field, he's going to find a way to win football games. And, I think Chiefs Kingdom knows that from the way he's played when he was here. And then if you watch even before he got hurt the year in Washington, he had that team, I believe, in first place. And so he understands how to win football games, and he's found a way to win this year. And I'm rooting for him as the NFC team to make a run at it.
Patrick, I have to ask you, because it's the top story in the NFL, and I know you watch a lot of games. What do you make of what the Eagles did in the fourth quarter, sitting Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going on inside the team or the organization, but I mean, just watching how he's played the last few weeks, it did kind of confuse me at the time, but you never know. And so for me, I would have wanted to play and finish out the season, no matter what our record was. But whatever the coach thought was best for the team, he did, and you have to back that as a guy on the team.
So a couple of weeks ago, we asked you to make the case for Travis Kelce to win Offensive Player of the Year. He finished second in the NFL in receiving yards. Let's do the same thing for Eric Bieniemy. He's already interviewed for 8 coaching jobs over the last couple of years. He has 2 scheduled right now, with a third coming with the Jets. What would your case be for Eric Bieniemy to be a head coach in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, if you see how our offense has produced over these last few years, he's been one of the most vital pieces of that. And obviously, I want him to be here, but understand that he deserves a chance to go out there and coach his own team and run his own organization. And, he's a guy that he's going to hold everybody in that organization accountable. He's going to build the culture the right way. And, obviously, he knows how to call the plays and do that stuff and produce on the field. And so there's no real negatives at it. And so I don't understand why he wouldn't get one in this kind of cycle.
Patrick, what has Eric Bieniemy done for you personally? How has Eric Bieniemy made you a better quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, first off, he's taught me how to become a better person, which I think is more important than anything, how to hold other people accountable, how to be the leader in the locker room. And I think that's super important on any quarterback. And then on the field, he's taught me a ton about protections. He's taught me a ton about how to go about my business of taking the deep shot when it's there and taking the check down and moving the chains and doing things like that. And, he's someone who's very involved in the game planning and calling the plays every single week, and he understands how the quarterback thinks and what we need to do to have success on the field, and I think that's super important as a guy going into whatever quarterback that is.
Patrick, about Eric Bieniemy, Coach Reed spoke about this earlier today. What do you think this says for you guys as an organization that now opposing teams are trying to come for your pieces? Your offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, could potentially be interviewed. What do you think that says about the state of the organization that so many teams want to hire pieces away from you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it just says that we do stuff the right way. We have a lot of great people in this organization, and that's why we've had so much success these last few years. And so you're happy for those guys, the coaches, the personnel people, everybody, that they're getting their opportunities. And you understand that we have guys that are still building it and continue to grow that are younger than them that will step in and kind of fill those positions. And so I think Coach Reed, Brett Beach, and Clark kind of have put a lot of great people in his organization that will continue to build and continue to get better, and it shows that we're doing things the right way.
Patrick, I saw this earlier today. Today is the 15-year anniversary of the Rose Bowl game between USC and Texas. I would imagine you watched it. I assume you were like 9, 10 years old. What was it like growing up during that time where Vince Young was the greatest college football player ever?
Yeah, I mean, I was a young Texas fan at the time, so I was pretty hyped for that game. But obviously things changed, and I went to the Red Raiders and everything like that. But as a young kid, I was pretty hyped to see Vince Young run all over that legendary USC team and get that win.
Another thing I wanted to ask you was yesterday Steph Curry scored 62 points in a game. You were a high school basketball star. What's the most points you've scored in a basketball game?
The most that I've scored in high school was 37, I believe. 37 or 39, I can't remember. One of those. But it was actually in a playoff game, and it was a big-time win for us. And so I think that was the most I scored in high school.
I once had 12 in a rec game, but I also had 4 dimes, so I felt pretty good about that. We're talking with Patrick Mahomes here on The Drive. I asked you, I remember at the beginning of the season, what's the favorite play you've made of your entire career? If I ask like 5 different Chiefs fans, I get 5 different answers. What about just this year in the regular season? What's the favorite play that you made?
Ooh, the favorite play that I made this year was definitely be the touchdown throw against the Raiders to get that win. That was a big one to kind of keep the season rolling at the very end of the game. So probably that one.
Last question here, and we appreciate your time. I don't know if you heard on the broadcast, but Brock Huard, he was really impressed that you threw the gum, it hit the ground, you then picked it up and made sure that it hit the trash. So I just want to thank you for not littering at Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah, always. It was actually like a piece of paper that I had in my hand. I tore a tag off one of my hoodies, and I threw it, and it did one of those when it like hits the wind and like flies away. And so I just want to make sure to get it back in the trash. You know, got to keep the world as clean as possible. It's very important these days.
I want to make sure you keep the world as clean as possible too. So I was thinking this because you don't have enough endorsements. Like whenever I see television, you're just not on there enough. So let's say there's some gum company out there that you would like to be their spokesperson for. Is it like Double Mint? Is it Big Red? So let's say one of these companies come to you. What gum company do you want to endorse?
I'm not a huge gum guy. I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't even remember the last time I had a piece of gum. It had to be like 2 years from now, so I don't even know.
Big League Chew back in the day when your pops was playing ball, the great
Big League Chew when you were at a Little League baseball game and you got some of that at like the concession stand was legendary for sure.
Oh, the grape was unbelievable. Giant wads in my mouth. I remember it to this day. Patrick, as always, great stuff, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.